Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference call for the fifth day of December, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is dark energy, don't give in, don't give up. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cymru and Beth. Callers will be welcome. We do ask, of course, that you mind your language and be courteous to others who may be on the call. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody is muted upon entering the conference call until such time as you indicate you wish to speak. We will take those who wish to say something in the order that they come into the queue. Our website is www.pastordan.net. And again, that's .net. And Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces or special characters. We do have a Daily Mail page and homepage there that have been revised of late, and suggest that you go there and check it out. On the homepage, we have more information on ways that you can help support what we're doing. We have a contact us page there also if you wish to send me a note or suggestion or positive feedback, constructive feedback, etc. And we have a greeting now for our folks in foreign lands, to our French-speaking cousins. And to our Spanish-speaking cousins all over the world, a mis parientes españoles, bienvenidos a la llamada. And, of course, our German cousins, zu meinen deutschen Verwandten, willkommen beim Anruf. So, with that being said, and we have a pretty good share in here already, I'm looking, Keith has said that he will be joining us today, so I have to keep my eye out for him. He's not here with us yet. So the topic, of course, was the dark energy that lots of people are starting to report to myself and some of the other folks that we have out there. But it's not a time to give in. That's the main thing. A lot of people are distressed, okay? That's common. And we need to realize that that is what's going on, all right? It's not just this insanity over this fake virus, this so-called pandemic that doesn't exist except in the media and in people's minds, but there's something else going on. Whether it's 5G, the cell towers, whatever, something else is hovering over our people like a cloud, like dark energy. And we wanted to address that today because there's so many, it's affecting so many people. Before we get into that, I wanted to also talk about scripture where the word soter in the Greek language, which is often translated saving, salvation, etc. If you go to Thayer's, now a lot of people use the Strong's Concordance because it's the most, well, actually it's the cheapest and the most plentiful concordance in use today. And Strong, for the most part, does a pretty good job. He gives a very abbreviated meaning. I did notice that right away. So Strong's does not go into like the deeper levels of either Hebrew or Greek. He gives you a basic definition, but in this case, the Thayer's Greek lexicon, lexicon just means dictionary, the Greek lexicon for the word sozo, which is where we get soter and soteria, the different words that are used in the New Testament for salvation, which is Strong's number 4982 in the Greek, and it's pronounced sozo for the root here, but it says here, this is what the word means. Now again, this is what you're being told is talking about salvation in the sense that you're going to go to heaven, okay? The mainstream churches there are always having altar calls and come down and be, quote, saved. Well, what did the apostles and Messiah actually mean by getting saved? So you go to Thayer's and you look this up and it says, to save, keep safe and sound, to rescue from danger or destruction. Now, coming to the truth of Scripture saves you, all right, but not the way the modern-day church tells you. So, again, it's the twisting of Scripture that causes so much harm to our people. They don't go into the deeper meanings typically, and it's the little things that are left out. As I used to say when I was a boy, the devil is in the details, okay? Your adversary is in the details. So while the church world is trying to save souls, in fact, I asked a relative here, oh, maybe about a year ago, churchgoers, her and her husband, and I said, what does it mean? What's the purpose of the church? Well, to save souls. I said, save souls. What exactly does that mean? And they took offense to it. And I said, saving souls, what do you mean? The altar call? The coming down and saying the sinner's prayer? And from that moment on, you're saved? Is that what you're talking about? Well, that's the purpose of the church, to save souls. Really? What about Scripture where it says, don't even pray for the wicked? Did you know that's in your Bible? Did your preacher ever talk to you about that? You know, that prostitute down there in that whitewashed sepulcher called a church? Did he ever tell you about that? What does it mean? Saving souls. Praying the sinner's prayer and being saved from that point on, really. And yet we're not supposed to pray for those who are wicked and choose to be wicked. And they tell us to pray for our government officials. Really? They're ungodly. They're Satanists. They're communists. Why would I pray for them? Now, imprecatory prayer, which means a curse, do I pray curses on the evil and wicked people? Absolutely. Do you think Messiah actually came here to save everybody? Do you actually believe that? It's funny because Scripture doesn't back it up. But then again, just like the COVID propagators and promoters know, the average person can't think anymore. They don't question anything. And God forbid they actually read anything. So the same people know that your odds of picking up the Bible and actually looking up anything, let alone getting a Strong's Concordance or a Thayer's or a Brown Divers Briggs Hebrew lexicon, the odds of you doing that are so remote that they can get away with their bullshit. Messiah didn't come here to save every soul. That's bullshit. He came here for the lost sheep. He said that in the book of Matthew, if people would care to read their Bibles. The prophets told us you don't pray for the wicked. You pray imprecatory prayer that they be destroyed. It doesn't say to obey government, no matter what the government does. Where does it say that? Oh, Dan, you got to go read Romans 13. Well, I've read Romans 13. It doesn't say that. I am to cooperate with authorities that are moral, meaning in line with God's word. Nowhere does it say that I am to obey ungodly government. So, again, you can see the devil's in the details. All right? It's the little things that they twist and turn or lie to you by omission and don't tell you what it's actually saying. And this sozo and soter are related words in the Greek language, and they're translated to be saved or salvation frequently. And Thayer's makes it very clear that this word in the ancient Greek meant to be saved from physical harm here and now. Not this ethereal feel good, I'm going to go to heaven, and I'm going to heaven no matter what I say or do, and I'm saved from that point on. Really? You have to be completely ignorant of Scripture to believe that. But then again, the people that would believe something so silly as that are walking the streets with diapers on their faces. They're going down to clinics and getting a poisonous substance, untested, unapproved, and putting it into their children, and they are happy to do it. These are the same people who would have lined up in front of the statue of Moloch with a raging fire burning inside the metal statue. They would have taken their children wrapped in white cloth and handed it to the false priests, who would then toss the child into the burning furnace of Moloch, or laid it onto the red-hot metal hands of Moloch and watched it die. You know, we read those scriptures about our ancestors and think, how in the hell could they have done that? How could you do something so cruel to your own children? How could you do that? How would it not be so obvious that it is a pagan idol? And the loving Father who created us wouldn't require us to sacrifice our living children. I remember as a boy reading that, thinking, how could anybody not see through the bullshit? And yet, in 2020, of March of that year, we watched people who are exactly like those people thousands of years ago. They are just as stupid, just as brainwashed, just as psychotic, without empathy for the living and the innocent. They'll take themselves down to an abortion clinic and murder their children for convenience. They will go to a clinic and stick a poison in their arm and watch them slowly die for convenience, or so we can go back to normal, promised by the Antichrist. Tell me it isn't true. You're living it. You're living biblical history right now, where our ancestors worshipped idols made of gold and stone and wood. Today they're made of silicone chips and flat screens. And instead of Moloch being burned on the arms of a metal statue, today they go to a clinic where a false priest in a white cloak with a stethoscope will administer a poison into your child or into you, and actually thinking they're doing a good thing when in fact they are worshiping the beast. They are idol worshipers. That's what's going on around us. And I believe it's part of the reason why our people suffer from this dark energy, this cloud, this feeling of dread, depression, anxiety, so much so that it's splitting households, much like the scripture says that Father did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Okay? And that's exactly what's happening. And I get calls continually from our brothers and sisters that are saying that this is weighing heavily on them. They're noticing their own family and sometimes a spouse or some close friend or whatever is not acting normally. They're not themselves, so to speak. It's like something has gotten a hold of them. It's the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you have to say, well, you mean the spirit of hating Christ Jesus? Well, no. The Antichristos is to go against the chosen or anointed of the Father. The Father anoints whom he chooses. Yeshua, which is Joshua in English. There were many Yeshuas who walked the earth at that time. It was a common name, just like Joshua is today. That's why they said Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed Joshua. In the Greek, it was Jesus Christos. Again, Christos was the Greek version of Messiah, meaning the anointed one. Jesus was as close as they could get to Joshua. And no, it doesn't represent Zeus, just because in the Greek language it ended with O-S and O-U-S, depending on the usage, to where it sounds like Zeus or Zeus. It's Jesus. And it's made up of a compound word. The Ye part is from Yah, and Zeus is from Soter, Yahweh saves, which is exactly what the Hebrew Yeshua means, Yah, Shua. Yah, our Father, Shua, saves. Ye, Zeus. It's just a difference in pronunciation. So these people say that when the Greeks used Jesus, they were worshiping Zeus. I'm sorry. That's just not so. Did our ancestors go off into idol worship? Well, take a look around. They're doing it today in front of your face. So yeah, our people have a tendency to go off the rails, especially when they don't have any leadership from these prostitutes pretending to be preachers and pastors. Pretending to be the spokespersons for our Father in Heaven, the modern day priests of the temple. So again, our people, even after thousands of years, are being led around by the nose. They're being deceived like never before. So even though we have this dark cloud, this energy force that seems to be driving our people into depression and anxiety, this is where faith comes in, and we have to put ourselves fully into our relationship with the Almighty. Because he is the rock, and it says so in scripture, and it says so in life, that the harder you hold on to him, the more you converse with him and you allow his Holy Spirit to minister unto you, the more peace that you will find. And no, it's not going to take it all away, because we're immersed in a battle, a spiritual war, with some very, very heinous bad actors, despicable individuals who have no heart, no soul, no compassion, and they have no conscience whatsoever. You think about it, they call themselves parents, but are they really parents? Are they really loving their children enough that they would resist what the evil one wants them to do? No, they don't. They would sacrifice their child thousands of years ago gladly to keep their jobs, to keep their property, to stay in the good graces of the immoral rulers of the day. They're the same people that existed thousands of years ago. They exist today. They will literally do anything. Put a diaper on their face, put an injection into their bodies, inject their children, just to stay in the good graces of the antichrists. They're all around you. So in some ways, you could look at this as a glorious time because you're living in the final days of this earth age, because that's where we are. These are the final days. Yahweh will put an end to this nonsense very soon. It will not be pretty for those who go along with the beast. It will not. I know the pressure is there. People want to keep their jobs, their homes, or whatever. But when mankind was put upon this earth, was he given a promise that he would have an 8,000 or 6,000 square foot house? Was he given a promise that he'd have two or three cars and canoes and paddle boats and live along the lake? Was he given a promise of that? Was he given a promise that he would make over $100,000 a year? And that doesn't sound like what the scriptures describe as Adam's job upon the earth. And remember, Adam was put here first. And it makes perfect sense. Adam had a job to do. He was put here first. And amongst the men of Jacob Israel that I communicate with, we're all pretty much in agreement with that. And I know that ruffles the feathers on the ladies out there sometimes, but so be it. Man can accomplish his goal all by himself. Is it preferable? No. Would it be lonely? Of course. But it is something that we can do. Now, Adam is the one that went and told the father he wanted a helper. And so the father obliged him. And that's where Eve came in. So in the beginning, there was no female version of our people assisting Adam in doing his job. Adam was able to do it all by himself. And that's the way we men are. We're not wired the same as you ladies. I wish people would get that through their heads. We're not wired the same way. And a lot of our problems in our relationships come when women think men should act like women. And men think women should act like men. It doesn't work that way. We're not the same creature. We weren't given the same tools. And our people have a really hard time dealing with this. They really do. And again, I know the ladies out there like to think they're indispensable to us. And again, I apologize, but no, you're not. As one guy said to me recently, he said, Dan, we men, the ones that get it right anyway, we're the prize. We're the focus of what Father wanted us to do. The ladies are a complement to us. They help me to that end. And as you look at history and you look at the way our people, and again, I'm talking about real men, not these soy boys out here with their hair up in a bun. They're not the people. They're males. They've got the equipment, but there's no man living inside that bag of bones. Real men know what I'm talking about. And real women, the women of the Bible, the Proverbs woman, understands and accepts this hierarchy that Father implemented upon the earth. And when we get it right, it works beautifully. And this world is in turmoil right now because we're not doing it right, folks. The institution of marriage is upside down. The empowerment of the women today in our societies is upside down. Look at how many of these bad actors that are doing incredibly insane things today, how many of them are female? They shouldn't be in positions of political power. They shouldn't be standing behind pulpits. I'm sorry, but they don't. And again, I say this because I'm being led to say it, and because we're never going to fix this situation if we don't take the bull by the horns and deal with reality versus what your emotions are trying to tell you. There is not an emotional solution. There is a rational, logical solution. And if we can't address that, if we can't talk in an adult fashion about this and come to some biblical moral solutions, then we're sunk. But I believe our people will come around as the men are beginning to realize how important our position is and how important it is that we start acting like men. We start embracing what we were put here for. And part of that is to keep our families in order and in line and to be the men of the house that we were meant to be. The reason for the chaos is the wrong people are making decisions today. The non-white men and the women were not to be in charge. I'm sorry, but they're not. And until you embrace that, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. We got a caller here. Let me see what John has to say. John, can you hear me?
Greetings to all. Greetings to you, Pastor Dan. May Yahweh bless you and all others listening in and wherever anyone may be. You had mentioned just now about the face masks and the... Well, I was listening. I'll make this quick. I was listening to Mike Adams at the Health Ranger, his podcast before his last one, and supposedly he has good intelligence, and or he got some information from some website or somewhere that about 37 or 38 million people are being clot shotted every day around the world, not the United States, but around the world. And he went on to say with his information that now more than half of the world's population is clot shot vaccinated, about 52 or 53%. That's a horrible thing. Now, he didn't say if they were all double vaccinated or not, but he did mention a big group was only had one shot so far. But either way, supposedly what happened here, everybody went and got their clot shot. A lot of these, the first timers that went and got their clot shots after they came out, supposedly they were placebos, but nobody knew that. We found out that later on. And then later on, many of them got their second shots, but then there were those that did die after their first shot. So it was sent out to different areas of the United States. He also mentioned, Mike Adams also mentioned that, my gosh, and it's true, these clot shot serums and these little vials or whatever it is, it went to so many to the white countries. I mean, talk about elimination of the white European race or culture of people. We're being wiped out, and it's being done on purpose, and it's true to what the Jews want. They want us wiped out because they know they want us, because they know that we'll stand up to them. But what white man or white woman, fully white, who is standing up to these people? We're being wiped out here.
Well, it's an attempt to wipe us out, and they're not going to wipe out the righteous. they will wipe out those without faith and who acquiesce to the beast. But that's kind of by what the prophets told us and Yahshua told us. So, you know, all we can do is try to warn our brothers and sisters. We all have family and friends that have acquiesced and taken the deep dive. We knew that day was coming. Well, by the way, we've got Keith on the line with us, so welcome to the program, Keith.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Were you just talking about Mike Adams? I didn't catch it all. I just kind of got on.
Yes,
I mentioned
just now, because I was listening to his last podcast, but the podcast before he did his last one just now. According to his intelligence report, supposedly they're supposed to be reliable, despite the numbers, that 4 billion around the world are now vaccinated, or over 4 billion. That's more than half of the population, about 52%. But a lot of these vials went to the white countries and the wealthy white countries. Germany, supposedly, what is it? They have 62 or 63% vaccinated people over there? I mean, what craziness is this? We've already treated the Germans like dirt. How much more is this going to continue to be for?
Well, the Germany.
This is unbelievable what's happened to our culture, our race of people. It bothers the hell out of me, big time.
Yes, sir. You should be very angry. I don't understand people are not angry. I think if you're not angry, you're brain dead. You know, you're brain dead, dumbed down. Just go along to get along. Give me 10 booster shots and let me go see the free concert in the park. You know, as I put my face muzzle on, so I can't speak to anybody or look at anybody's facial expressions. So if you're not angry, people aren't angry. I don't know what to tell you. You must not have a heart. You must be of serpent seed if you're not angry, because this is a devastating so-called health crisis that's taking place, and Germany's in big trouble. Germany's about to go into full lockdown with mandatory vaccinations for the entire population. That's what Austria just implemented, mandatory vaccinations for the entire population. Australia is now throwing people in COVID concentration camps. So anybody that doesn't believe that this is serious, that this is going to end anytime soon, is, like I said, either a complete idiot or living in a bubble with their head so far in their ass that they will perish coming up here. I hate to say that. Some of my own family members are completely dumbed down idiots. You know, so as I said, I'm not sure of your name, sir, but this is unprecedented. This is it. We are in end times. Anyone who doesn't believe this, I don't know what to tell you. It's too late. Forget about waking these people up. I did a lot of thinking this week. You're not waking anybody up. Most people are taking the vaccines. Anyone who believes that's the opposite doesn't know what they're talking about. Everybody I come in contact with, all of my customers I come in contact with, all of them have had multiple vaccinations and booster shots. Every single one of them. The only place that you're hearing where people aren't taking these booster shots is the very, very small community of people who are somewhat awake to what's going on. But most of those people eventually will take the shot also. See, it hasn't gotten bad here yet, right? They haven't restricted you to go anywhere. I can still go to any restaurant I want to go to. I can still pretty much go to any concert I want to go to, you know, football games, so forth and so on. These people are busy in the football stands chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." That's how they don't understand the seriousness of the situation. Because if they understood the seriousness of the situation, yeah, and it's funny, "Let's go, Brandon." That whole meme is pretty funny, right? I laughed my ass off. But now, I mean, they think that the Joe Biden and the Democratic Party is doing this.
No,
I mean, this population is, they deserve what is coming. Okay? Now, for the few people who are awake in the country, and when I say few, I'm going based on, you know, a 400 million population. So a few is maybe 30 million. There's not many more than that. Okay? You're getting to the two-thirds. Dan, you're getting to the two-thirds, brother. The 66% who are going to be vaccinated, you're getting to the two-thirds who are going to die.
Right.
All right. Yep. The numbers are coming. So stop fooling yourself. They have massive protests going on in Australia and over in Europe. If you haven't seen it, go to Rentz's site. He's got some stuff posted and videos posted. Are those protests doing anything? Let me ask you two gentlemen. Are those protests doing anything over in Europe, the giant protests?
I do not know. Oh, by the way.
They're not. They're not, or Austria wouldn't be under full lockdown concentration camp.
Okay,
the protests, they never do anything.
John. I'm John.
Hi, John.
Okay, with that said, Pastor Dan already knows this. I did have a nephew who was double-shotted. He is no longer alone. He died about 3.5 or 4 months ago. I did have one at the young age of 27. It took him. But I was dead set against the clot shots on anybody I knew or anybody, even when this thing started. But him and his daddy went out and got it. His father is still alive. He's double or double vaccinated. But unfortunately, my nephew had some problems the last 8 to 10 years of his life since high school with the drug issue. And I think with the double vaccines that he got, what was already inside his body contributed to all that anyway. Even though they did an autopsy on him, supposedly he didn't have any drugs in his system the last 3 or 4 months. But either way, it doesn't matter. It caught up to him, but it was the clot shot vaccine that killed him. And and my mother's family already knows this. Supposedly some of them have been vaccinated double, so I don't know how long they're going to last. But it was hell and high water that I had to fight and basically act like a kid screaming at my mother screaming back at me, because I was trying to keep her safe and to keep her from going to get the vaccine. She has not gotten the vaccine as far as she has told me, and I'm convinced about it. And I doubt that she's lying to me, and I hope that she's not. But she wanted at one time to get that. And I told her so many times to stop talking about it and not to get it, that people are dying from it. You have no idea what went on between me and her. We were literally acting like kids yelling at each other. That's because I love my mother more than anything on the face of this earth. But above all, I love Yahweh first, my mother second.
Well, unfortunately, John, in this day and age, most people are not going to listen to you, even love family members and friends.
Well, some of them are vaccinated already. What else can I say? I don't think they're going to last long, because they know that my nephew is dead now with that vaccine. They know this. And some of them have had two shots. I don't know if they're going to go ahead with it, they can get their boosters or not. I tried to even warn them, and what? They didn't. You're right. They didn't listen to me.
They're going to go get their boosters. We had a person in our family go get their booster shot.
Even though
they knew that me and my wife were both caught whatever you want to call it. I'll just call it COVID for the hell of it. We caught COVID, and it took a month to recover from it. Pretty much, they even went out to get their booster shot. I have posted multiple things. I've told family members that the shot is deadly. My aunt asked me in a text message, what do you think of the vaccine? I told her it's deadly. It's an experimental deadly drug that's unapproved, and COVID's got a 99.7% survival rate, so why would anybody ever take the vaccine? You know what I got on that post? Crickets. Complete crickets. They are in complete denial. They love the world. They love the system. They love everything about this place. Most of them, if they die, they want to come back here again.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? That's most people. See, we sometimes get, not for lack of a better term, confused by all this. Because most of us, well, I don't hang out with normal people. I can't. I don't even want to talk to them. I find them annoying and irritating. So I can't even hang out with normal people. So when we get in groups like this on this call and we start talking amongst ourselves and we read certain news articles from national news and stuff like this, it seems like in our head that, wow, a lot of people are waking up to this, when in reality, they are not. This is it. If this isn't end times, I don't know what could possibly be. Okay? This is following the book of Revelation. We're in the mark of the beast system. We're about two-thirds of the way through it. The last, and this is just my opinion, right? The last step in all of this mark of the beast system is when they're going to implant you. If it hasn't been already in the vaccine, it might already be in these people's bodies, right? The implant. And that's when you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark. Okay, so we're in end times. If someone posts in the chat, and I'm not coming against you, sir, but you're saying that, and who posted this here? This guy's smart, too, in the chat here. He knows what he's talking about. This guy, I think it's Ken from Mississippi, seems like a smart guy. But, sir, you think we have three U.S. senators on our side, Cruz, Lee, and Rand Paul? Okay, sir. They are not on our side. These are called controlled opposition. Okay? These people have been groomed for decades to be in the senator positions that they're in. Okay? Rand Paul's up there yelling and screaming that Fauci's a criminal, masks don't do anything. But you know what he does? He never says not to take the vaccine because it's deadly and it's killing people.
Oh, that's
if someone can find me a video where any of these three cowardly senators, Cruz, Lee, and Paul, actually are on video saying, U.S. population, do not take this vaccine. Look how many people it's killing. Here's all the VAERS reports. Here's all the reports from these doctors. Here's the doctors you should go listen to. None of them are saying that. So until one of them says that, I'll take it as they're a controlled opposition and with the enemy. It's like all the banking stuff they used to have on the TV on C-SPAN when the bankers like Ben Bernanke were in trouble in 2008 and the supposedly tough guy, that Trey Gowdy guy, right, the phony senator or congressperson from the Midwest, I think he was, Trey Gowdy with the faggot haircut. He was up there right there yelling at the bankers, right? The bankers are smirking the whole time. It's a big circus. What took place? Nothing. Nobody went to jail. Nobody got in trouble. Nobody was put on trial. That's how you know. It's all controlled. You guys, stop with this hope and despair cycle, okay? There's no hope in the political solution. Go read Bill Fink's article at Krista Genia he wrote in 2011 called No Political Solution. That paper still stands to this day. Nobody is coming to save you. And if someone can come on here and tell me what Cruz, Lee, and Rand Paul have done, I would love to hear what they've done to stop this. Is there a video out there that says that they don't want people taking the vaccine, that they're deadly? Someone can please show me one of those videos. I'll shut my mouth now.
Okay, Keith, I'm going to hold some, not all of it, but just a little bit of faith on Rand Paul.
Why, his father never did anything.
Well, I think his father tried to get rid of the Federal Reserve by getting all these, how do you say it? They go in there and an audit on them, in hopes that would lead to the abolishment of the Federal Reserve Bank and IRS. But yes, you're right. I didn't think when Ron Paul ran for, I think, president two or three times, I knew he was not going to get it, no matter how nice he was, because he just wasn't capable of trying to get rid of the bankers that should be in prison. And maybe his son, Rand Paul, won't do it. But with this clot shot and everything, I'm still holding just a teeny bit of faith that Rand Paul will come out and say more stuff than what he knows, because he knows exactly what all of us here are talking about. He has to have that information. Well, and as far as Senator Ted Cruz, my God, that guy shouldn't even run for president. He wasn't even born here. On top of that, he's also a damn lawyer. Lawyers shouldn't be in public office, period.
We got another caller, guys. Hold on a minute. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going? So I'm going to continue harping on the same point that I've been harping on for the last 2 years. But just specifically to Keith, if you're waiting for a physical microchip in your right hand or in your forehead, that's not what the mark of the beast is. In fact, the word in is a mistranslation. The Greek in the Textus Receptus and literally every single copy says epi, which means on. It's on the forehead, on the right hand, not in the forehead and in the right hand. It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. In fact, if you look at the word forehead in Scripture, out of all of the verses that it occurs in, I mean, and I can enumerate them. I've got them written down right here, but only three of them are literal, right? Every single other instance is a metaphor. And it's interesting that the of the three literal occurrences of the word forehead in the Bible, 66.6 of them, that is two-thirds, have to do with leprosy. Isn't that an interesting little mathematical correspondence? But it's definitely a metaphor, and this is definitely the mark of the beast. I mean, I don't know how many times it needs to be, have 666 written all over it, but I've been saying this from the beginning, and I'm the only person since this started with the perfect track record. You know, I never lend a shred of credibility to Trump or QAnon or any of that. But if you're waiting for a microchip, I mean, by that time, everybody in Europe is going to be exterminated. Everybody in Australia is going to be exterminated. And 99% of the United States will probably be exterminated. And that's the remnant of Israel.
Oh, my God.
I mean, racially, regardless. I mean, maybe you have a few people in South America or Mexico, something like that. But
Chris, you got a good point there. You know,
it can't go on that long. Right.
No, this is going to, I've been making a prediction. I normally don't over the past decade or so, but I've made a prediction now. We've got about 4 or 5 years. That's it. It's done. It's over. It's finished. So get ready for the whole economy to crash because it's coming down. The whole thing is coming down. It cannot sustain itself any longer. They have to push it into a digital currency because once that Federal Reserve Bank puts out their digital currency, that is it.
Right. I mean, until that happens, right, there's probably some way you can skirt around the system. But, I mean, once the dollar is gone, I mean, everybody in the United States who's not going along with the Jew World Order is going to be living hand to mouth, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be, you know, stabbing people for their groceries. I don't know.
Well,
it's hard to say
now,
what I'll be doing.
They're doing that now already.
That's right. They're doing it all over the United States, but the biggest place is California. But, I mean, going into the grocery stores, just taking the stuff off, putting it in your pockets, everybody's walking out. I mean, these are flash mobs, but it's not going to surprise you that we're going to start seeing or hearing of individuals, just people by themselves, not in a group, but going into grocery stores or, Walmart. I could care less what happens to them. But, damn, right now, they got so much stuff that it's down here in Florida. It doesn't surprise you that there has not been any flash mobs going into the Walmarts down here and grabbing what they can and walking out the door. That surprises me, even though some of their shelves are empty. I've seen that.
Yeah, so Scripture says – sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So Scripture says, you know, the beast has 7 heads and 10 horns. It's interesting that in the Kabbalistic system, right, if you look at the Kabbalistic, I'll put air quotes around it, the Tree of Life, right? It has 7 heads and 10 horns. Seven planets, right, being the 7 heads, right, and the 10 horns being, or crowns, being the 7 Sephirot of the Tree of Life. But if you look at Revelation chapter 13, where it says, you know, here is wisdom, let he who hath understanding count, right, the number of the beast, right? It's 666. Right. Well, that word count, right, is the Hebrew word is sephirot, right, which is the same name for those spheres, right? It means circle, right, or an accounting, right? And if you look at wisdom and understanding, well, that's Chokmah and Bina, respectively, which are the top two spheres on the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. The only one remaining would be Keter, which means crown, which is what corona means in Latin, right? So the Kabbalistic system is the beast, right? Corona is the image of the beast. This is the Jewish wet dream, right? what's coming onto the world right now. Right. And the forehead and right hand, it's not in, it's on. Epi means on, it means above. Right. And that's basically it. I mean, 666 is all over this thing. It's 666 in the carbon, in the graphene. It's 666 all over the logos. The 666 is in the Operation Warp Speed logo three times.
Yeah, build back better, too, right? All the B's are sixes, right? The lowercase B, build back better.
I was about to mention that because apparently these files, there's some kind of a UPC barcode or something on it that says 666 as well. So that basically, that's part of the mark of the beast.
Every barcode's got 666 in it. Every single barcode there is.
Okay.
Right. All the UPC symbols. Right. The left bound and the right bound are sixes. Right. And then there's a bar in the middle, which is also six. It's because the creator of the UPC code had six initials and every letter of his name, like Ronald Wilson Reagan does. Right. But the difference between what's going on right now.
What was that? Chris, repeat that again. What was that last thing you said? That was interesting.
Ronald, as opposed to everything else I said.
Yeah.
Ronald Wilson Reagan is 666.
Really?
But the guy, the name escapes me, the guy that invented the UPC code for IBM, his initials were 666 also.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. But that's why he did it allegedly. And, you know, of course, these sodomites, they always think it's funny to cram it down your throat everywhere, right? I mean, the homos that I work with for the company that I work for the vaccination leave, right, they were giving people 6 days off, right, and they just wrote that in the paragraph like three times. Like, it's just ridiculous, right? So what you see, right, in the symbolism, right, in the current, if you watch the way that information is moving around you, right, you'll see 666 becoming more and more prominent in the culture, right, because the serpent energy has been bubbling up for so long, and now it's here, but it's everywhere. I mean, I get it in almost every single, in every single package with every single tracking number we have to
I wonder if, Chris, I wonder if anything with...
Hold on a second, the baby's crying, sorry.
That's okay. I wonder if, like, Bitcoin has got some 666 symbolism in it, because people keep... I was at a customer's yesterday, and this guy kept on telling us about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and how his boss was going to take $500,000 that his grandfather just left him and buy Bitcoin. And I said, well, that's a stupid idea.
Hardly do those who trust in riches enter the kingdom of heaven.
Right. I said that's a stupid idea. I said, Bitcoin's coming down. Bitcoin's not worth anything. I said, you can't use it anywhere. He goes, you can use it all over. I go, where? And no one can ever name me a store that I can walk into and use Bitcoin at. Right? It's not worth anything. It's a false paradigm of money, right? It's another scam, and what's happening is that people, the regular middle class people that are out there now, are putting any extra money they have into Bitcoin and the stock market because it's all going up, right? Well, when the stock, if you know, the stock market and Bitcoin have been paralleling each other for a little while now. Every time the stock market is up, Bitcoin is up. Every time the stock market is down, Bitcoin is down. Now, I thought it's supposed to be opposite from what all the Bitcoin experts say, right? If the stock market goes, it should be opposite. If it goes up, then Bitcoin should be down, right? Right? And if it goes down, it should be up because Bitcoin is supposedly a hedge against the U.S. dollar, which essentially is the stock market, right, the U.S. dollar. So I don't know what people are talking about, but our people have all their money and this stuff. And the guy told me, he said yesterday, he goes, well, my boss made 80 grand so far. I said, what do you mean he made 80 grand? Is it on paper, or does he have 80 grand of cash in the bank? He goes, well, it's on paper. It's in the system. I said, so then he's made nothing. These people don't understand. They think they've made all this money because they've got numbers on a computer screen in some weird Bitcoin wallet that's going to get hacked anyway, probably by the Israelis soon, pretty soon. They're going to take down the whole thing.
Just regulated out of existence. But the idea that cryptocurrency is ever going to replace fiat currency is contrary to basic economic law.
Well, of course, because, Chris, if you had a store and someone came in and bought something for $20 and paid you in Bitcoin, at the end of the day, that $20 that you were just paid could be worth 10.
Right.
Right? So then you've lost mm-hmm. money all day long. So it's a ridiculous concept.
Right, and bad money drives out the good, right? So, I mean, if you have two competing – this is called Gresham's Law, but if you have two competing currencies side by side, right, like let's say Bitcoin and the U.S. dollar, right, if Bitcoin is valuable and the dollar is depreciating, right, the people are going to get rid of the currency, right? They're going to be spending the thing that is the least valuable, right, and holding on to the thing that is the most valuable. So the idea that it's ever going to be in circulation is kind of ridiculous. Plus, from a technical perspective, I mean, it's an environmental disaster, right? I mean, Bitcoin has caused at least $1 trillion worth of economic damage, and the amount of electricity that it's wasted, right, and the amount of time that people have spent chasing it when they could have been doing something that's actually productive. It's like QAnon is just another form of idolatry.
Well, they're going to get hurt really bad, just like the people did. The average Joe did in 1990. The dot-com bubble. Remember the dot-com bubble? I was working at a restaurant at the time, and another fellow waiter there at the restaurant was telling me that, you know, this was right after the dot-com bubble burst that was working there. He told me he was up $200,000 in his stock trading account and kept on putting more money and didn't cash anything out. So you know what he ended up with? Nothing, because when they crashed it, he lost everything. See, they believe that the numbers on the computer screen are actual money. When none of them cash it in, yeah, I could have $300,000 in Bitcoin right now, but if it's not in physical hard assets such as, you know, if you didn't take that Bitcoin and get dollars and then buy some land or buy gold with it or silver with it or platinum or any or diamonds, anything like this, even though diamonds are a scam, right?
Right.
Just saying, right, it's a tangible thing that you can hold on to. These people are going to get real hurt, and they're going to lose everything they have, and it's coming very soon.
What happens to security valuations when even 5% of the people who are in the stock market cash out?
Right. So anybody who's involved in these bitcoins and all this stuff, I suggest you cash in now. Stop. And if you did make money, I'm glad you did. I hope you made $10 million. I really, truly do.
If I did, we'd be in a compound somewhere right now.
Right, exactly. But if you're in Bitcoin now, and I don't give financial advice, these are just my thoughts, right, that I have coming out of my head. Is if you're in Bitcoin now and you've made some money, why don't you sell the Bitcoin and put it in dollars? You can always buy back in, but at least sell it now. Let's say you made 50 grand, okay? Take your 50 grand and run, man. Take the money and run from the old Steve Miller Band song, right? Take the money and run. Okay, put it away. You can always buy in. So you cash out your 50 grand. You put 30 away. You buy $30,000 worth of gold or whatever asset that you think is a tangible thing that might help you get by the coming crash. And then put 20 grand back in Bitcoin. Okay, but these people, they leave it all in there because what happens? They get greedy, right? The love of money is the root of all evil. They are going to lose everything. This guy was talking to yesterday. His boss is going to lose every fucking dime he's got. They don't understand how this all works. They don't understand. Yeah, he's selling my wife just said he's selling a house to buy Bitcoin.
Unbelievable. Hey guys, we got another caller, so let Randy come in here and join the conversation. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, brothers. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
You know, you guys had mentioned the whole 666 thing, and there's been some here not too long ago, House Bill resolution stuff in Congress, and also patents that just happened to have 666s. I'm sure that's all just a coincidence, all
right? Right, the Microsoft cryptocurrency patent, the world patent.
But what I find interesting right now is you got this whole Maxwell trial going on right now. Of course, that... Her and Epstein, that goes directly towards what I would call Mossad or Israeli intelligence. And we've known for a long time, we hear about, the Catholic Church, they're in another scandal with the child again, and they just keep, there's like no accountability. But now when you tie in the fact that Epstein and the Pope, to the extent of their relationship, but there's at least photographs of them. Then you start to think about these children and the priest and the molestation. I mean, this is deep. I mean, this is sick. I mean, this goes right up to the Roman Catholic Church, like we've all suspected. But then you tie the binder document to it. Sorry?
I said, are you familiar with the Finder documents?
No.
It was basically an FBI investigation, but they were investigating the CIA, and what they found out was the CIA was trafficking children down to the age of two for the use of sexual and black magic purposes.
Yeah, no, Finder papers. Yeah. I've heard of, yeah, I've heard of those. That's yeah. a good point.
Nothing
yeah.
surprising me anymore. I mean,
also Operation Flicker.
Man.
But the people that are responsible for arresting these creatures, right, are just as corrupt, if not more so, right? People have this delusion, right, that you know, they bought the esoteric lie that the function of the military and the police is to prevent crime, right? And in fact, it's the opposite. The function of a military force, right, for any government is to commit crime. So it is what it is. I mean, we were commanded to kill the sodomites, and we didn't, so now they're going to all come kill us.
Well,
they think they will anyway.
That's true, Chris. It is what it is, and I think our people need to come to realize this, because a lot of people are still in denial about this. This is my whole point this morning, is stop being in denial. They're in
right.
denial
I mean,
that this is taking place, and that they actually believe that somebody is going to come in Congress or the government and come and save them.
Yeah, you're living in a fantasy world if you believe that.
So you have to be prepared yourself. You have to and what am I going to do, right? What's Dan going to do? What are you going to do? What are we going to get together eight guys and go out and play army? Okay? No, a leader has to come from a person in this day and age in a country this big. This is not like 20s and 30s Germany, right? When Hitler came to power. This country is too big. Germany is very, very small. Compared to this country, as most know, I mean, well, some people probably don't even know where Germany is on a map, or they don't even know Germany exists, right, half the people nowadays. But, you know, so Germany is very small, so you could have an organic leader who had no power really at the time come up through the ranks because it was so small and compact nation. This is such a big nation that a leader has to come from somebody who already has power, whether it be some governor, whether it be some senator or congress critter, okay, a general of the army. Okay, one of these people has to step forward and become a leader. And once that person, if they ever do step forward and come up and put Christ first and God first in this whole battle and give all the glory to him, nothing will happen. And what I see, will never take place.
It won't ever take place because it's counter-scriptural and scripture can't be broken. You know,
right,
Luke,
scripture,
Luke says
right.
That it's temptation right. of Christ. The governments of this world are run by Satan. The people that work for them are run by Satan, and whoever Satan wants to give them to, he will give
right.
them to.
Chris, you just finished the point I was making, okay? That this is all scriptural, that the Bible has to play out, just like in the time of Christ, right? When I think it was Peter who cut the soldier's ear off, right, the Roman soldier's ear off with the sword, sure. And Christ said, whoa, buddy, hold on here, man. No, this has got to take place. Put your sword away. Okay, this has got to take place. If this doesn't take place, if Babylon doesn't fall, and two-thirds of our people are not wiped out, and everything in the book of Revelation doesn't take place, then the only conclusion is that God is not true, Christ never existed, and the entire Bible is false if this doesn't take place.
In which case, we'd all just be trapped here in this snow globe forever dealing with this satanic nonsense.
Please,
thankfully,
no, Chris.
That's not the case.
Chris, I don't even know how I got sent here in the first place. Okay. Okay.
Give it to Yahweh.
Thank God we're only here once.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Because
I can't handle any more than this.
Right. So stop. All I'm saying this morning, guys, is please stop being in denial. There's no senator who's going to do anything. This is all
nope.
theater. They're going to have court case after court case. Then the court case is going to go to Supreme Court, and the four Jews on the Supreme Court, and I don't even know how many justices there are nowadays. They're all most of them are all Jews on the Supreme Court, and the ones who aren't. The ones who are not Jews on the Supreme Court are thoroughly vetted and had a thorough talking to and had their Bitcoin account lined with lots of Bitcoins to pass the vaccine mandate. Every country will have a vaccine mandate. You won't be able to go anywhere. So I suggest that you get prepared mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Here's a Here's another interesting one for you. It's interesting that that court case for the OSHA mandate got kicked down to Cincinnati. For those who aren't from Ohio, it's just interesting that's where it ended up, because the city of Cincinnati is actually built on seven hills. But there's that.
Gentlemen, we have one advantage that most of these other especially European countries don't have, and praise Yahweh, we still have our firearms.
Yes, which is why we're not like Austria yet, Randy, or Germany, exactly. Going to Germany or Australia.
Because the enemy knows. The enemy knows that if they cross that line, that they're gonna once they open up that door. I just pray Yahweh give me the right.
That's when a leader will step up, if there is one, with God's help. You know, he will give all the glory to God. That's when a leader will step up, and that's when we can start taking care of business here on this planet. And within a few years after that, that's when Christ is coming back. That's my timeline for things. And I believe it's going to happen, as I said on the air before and multiple times, that I believe it's going to happen before 2028. We have very little time left. Okay, if this is the mark of the beast, let's say Chris is right. Okay, let's say Chris is 100% correct that this is the mark of the beast. Well, there won't be a remnant left if time is cut short, as it says, right? So, and if that many, 4 billion people are already vaccinated, forget about the jungle monkeys over in Africa, right? They're not even people. So... forget about that. They're talking about when the Bible says there's no flesh will be left alive, he's only talking about our people.
Yeah.
They're all taking the shot. Our people, they're all taking it. They are all taking the shots, all of them.
Right. And that's what I said, this would have to be the mark of the beast, because definitively we know this is the mark of the beast, and at the end of this, right, there's only going to be two types of Israelites left, right? People who are killed for not taking it and people who are killed because they took it, right?
Now, maybe Pastor Dan remembers. I can't remember the exact scripture, but maybe this where this. Hopefully, let's go right here. So, hopefully, even though these people have taken the jab, maybe they'll still have some time to fight when they realize they've been lied to, and maybe that's where we get into the scripture part where they actually rise up against these lying preachers. Hey, praise Yahweh for that. Maybe that'll come into play here.
I hope so,
that's
Randy.
That's all prophesied.
I can only pray
because he's preaching. Because look, how many. Right, all these churches, when all these governors said you got to shut down, they all 99.9%. Oh, we got to shut down because the government told us to. When they should have been standing at the pulpit telling this government to go to hell.
Randy,
they're all apostates.
Randy, not only did the churches shut down, all the business owners shut down too. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Yeah. I said, are you kidding me? If a health person came to the business that I owned. I would have,
they fear the government when they should fear. They fear the government when they should be fearing Yahweh.
Right. They don't fear God.
Nope. And they don't trust him. If they trusted him, they would follow him. That's what this all is.
There was very few businesses that there was a gym in New Jersey that didn't shut their doors that fought these people. And when the locksmith came, you know what they should have done with that fucking locksmith who came to put a lock on the door of the business? They should have curb stomped that sumbitch and put him in the hospital. That would have ended locksmiths going out and locking people's businesses up, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, our people have been castrated.
They've been imagine having some weaselly little government, probably a woman, right? A woman government official or some faggot coming up to you and telling you to close your business doors? Are you kidding me? What kind of a man in this country would ever close their business doors and put their family's life in their financial life in jeopardy over some faggot or woman at the door telling them to shut down their business? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, and let me tell you guys about this. Pastor Dan knows about this. Back in this was my rude awakening to the political structure. 2009, you know, I was elected as a precinct delegate in the Republican Party during the time of Ron Paul. And of course, when I showed up, because they knew all my affiliations, you know, they denied me access, even though I was elected by the people. I knew at that time that these people were no good. That there's, because they could simply block somebody who'd been elected because they can quote on say, well, we don't like you. And you know what? There was a lot of people that I knew. They would come and say, well, you know, you probably shouldn't have, you know, because after that, at another meeting, I showed up and basically basically chanted them all down, kind of in a protest. I was nonviolent, but I was, you know, pretty ruly with them, unruly with them, just in words. And people would be like, "Oh, you shouldn't have went down there and done that. Look at the mess that we're in now. Look at the mess that we're in now. People should have been waking up to this stuff years ago. And now we got to have to sort all this crap out because our people, we've been straddling the fence, hoping somebody's going to come save us. Ain't nobody coming, and ain't no rapture coming either. Time to man up, brothers."
Yeah, I agree, and Ralph has it right here in the chat.
I tried the political thing before. I was elected 3 times, blocked entry twice.
Yeah, Ralph has it right in the chat here. He's what's left is the end of Revelation 12 and Revelation 18 onward. He's completely correct. That's where we're at now, guys. I believe that too, Ralph. Yeah. I think you're correct on this. There's no political solution. Everything from the school boards to your local town government are all compromised. Okay?
Yep.
So forget about that.
What I learned in politics is that these people are so brazen that even when they get caught doing shenanigans, they'll put it in the paper, "Well, the prosecutor decided not to charge them." They're all in the same club, and they let each other off when they get caught. That's how these people, man. But they'll sit there and hold us accountable to breaking their laws, but they do it every day and nothing happens.
Our last chance to...
Even at the local level.
Our last chance to, let's say, I'm just going to use this term, rescue this place. As I said a couple of weeks ago, what are you going to save, right? You're going to save trannies reading to your kids in the library? That's what you want to save? So I'll say rescue this place. Our last time to rescue this country was 9/11. Okay? Guys, listen here. Listen to this very closely. The people did not even wake up to 9/11. They're still not awake to it. Could you imagine a building in Manhattan, in the middle of lower Manhattan, forget about the two towers, forget about the Pentagon where there's no plane anyway, forget about the field in Pennsylvania where there's no plane anyway, okay? There's a building in Manhattan, a 57 or 56 or 60 stories tall building 7, okay, has a small fire in it and collapses on television into its own footprint like a controlled demolition hotel, and the people still do not wake up. So if you think they're going to wake up to this invisible virus, you are insane.
Yeah.
So here's the good news, because we can't have all bad news. There's got to be some good news and some light through the tunnel, right? Our Heavenly Father promised us. It is written in Scripture. He promised us that if you hold fast and you do the right thing and you live by his ways and try and emulate him in your life and hunker down and not try and play army guy and not do anything weird or put your family in danger, you will survive what's coming here. Okay? And you will see the new heaven and new earth coming down from above. And you will see the 12 gates on that. Now, our people will see it anyway if they do perish on this planet at Judgment Day. Well, hopefully you didn't screw up too bad. You make it to the kingdom, right? So that's the good news, is that we're promised that. Now, we're going to take on a lot of casualties before then, but that has to take place. It's written. 2/3 are going to be gone. Okay, 2/3 are gone, so forget that. They're already gone. But that's the good news, is we're promised that.
Okay.
So you got to hold fast. You got to get in your Bible. You got to study the Word. You got to read it every day, even if it's just one page of your Bible. What I've been doing lately for the past, 4 or 5 months, is I just open up anywhere in the Bible and I just start reading until I'm done reading. It might be 2 pages. It might be 1 page. It might be 10 pages. I just don't know. Okay? Get yourself in prayer. Get your family in prayer. Get your head right. Okay, this is just we're like on a scale of like 1 to 10, 10 being Christ coming back. We're at like point number 3. Okay, on this timeline, in my opinion. If anyone has a different opinion, please let me know. But I believe we're about number 3. This is just getting started. So if you work for a big company, And if they've already mandated the vaccination to you, or you think they're going to, I highly suggest right now that you at least start looking for another job. Okay? So, I don't know what to tell you anymore. I'm almost at a loss for words with this whole thing. Because I don't even know if it's worth it to even talk about it anymore. Because the people who are awoken or have awakened already are the people who are going to be awake, and they're going to continue to awaken more. The people aren't awake yet. I mean, how could you not be awake yet? How could you not see? I mean, this Omicron variant just got released, what, a week ago? There's already like 10 books written about the Omicron virus that you can go buy on Amazon. How did they print up all these books within a week and write them all? Write them, edit them, publish them, get them up on Amazon within a week of a new variant. How could this can't be done? So anyone who's not awake already, I hate to tell you, they are going to die in the next probably 2 years. So be ready for it. Okay, it's going to be very difficult for our people, because we're going to lose a lot of family members. We're going to lose friends. We're going to lose acquaintances over this. And the people aren't going to know what hit them. Right now, there's a friend of the family in the hospital. He's 44 years old. He took two shots of the Pfizer vaccine. The guy's whole body's been incubated in the hospital for over a week now. His whole body's shutting down. All his organs are shutting down. This is a 46-year-old guy who's got a couple kids, one of our people. He's filled with blood clots. The guy is filled with blood clots. So I don't know what our people are thinking, but nobody's coming to say – I've said this 20 times. I'm going to say another 20 before I get off here today. Nobody is coming to save you. Stop watching Congress. They're all compromised. These are satanic, pedophile, mass-murdering, child-eating, satanic Jews.
Or Jewish proselytes.
I'm starting to believe they're all Jews, Dan.
Could be. Could be.
I seriously am, Dan, because I don't understand how one of our people, if they truly have the spirit of God in them, right, the spirit that was breathed into our Adamic people, right, when Adam was created or formed, whichever term you want to use, if they have that spirit, they could never, ever, ever, ever go along with this agenda. They would sit if Congressman Paul or Senator Rand Paul was a legitimate guy. Every Lynn Burtt. Oh, let me stop here because I get my thoughts and I just ramble on. Let me pause here for a minute to collect my thoughts. Rand Paul, if he was a real person, okay, and actually was not a serpent seed Jew,
or DeSantis.
Okay, or DeSantis, or you can name any of these clowns, right? Okay? They would not be able to live with themselves if they had the Spirit of God in them. So, with that said, since they don't have the Spirit of God in them, nothing will take place, because there's no way. Every senator in the past or congressperson has come out and spoken out against these criminals, this crime syndicate, have been killed. So if Rand Paul's worried about being killed and he's trying to save his life, what does it say in the Bible about people trying to save their life, they'll lose it, correct? So Rand Paul, if he was a real legitimate man, he would sit down with his family, and the conversation would go something like this. Wife and kids, we have a very serious situation in this country. We have been hijacked by a very evil demonic force known as Jews. And I have to do something about it, which means that I'm going to lose my life coming up here. But the insurance policies are in place. Okay, you'll be taken care of financially with the insurance policies that we have in place. But I need to break off, and I need to start forming a militia of my own and try and stop this from happening. Okay? That is not being done, because he does not have God's spirit in him. I have no power to do anything. I'm just a guy who lives in a single-family home trying to make it through life, right? Okay? That's how you know that these people are all serpent seed. Okay, Jews, for lack of a better term. I don't believe that there's one of them that is not, because it would be contradictory to having the Spirit of God, correct?
Right. Ralph makes a good point here. He says here we have to wait it out and help Babylon fall. Then we can give back to her double, as it says in Obadiah 18 and Malachi chapter 4. That's his opinion.
Yep, I agree with him. We have to wait this out, and the time will come after it falls. It has to fall first. Okay, because without it falling, nothing can be done because it's too structured. But once it starts to, well, it's falling now. Once the fall increases, and once the crash increases of all society, forget about financially, but all of sectors of society are going to collapse. When that happens, that is the time where a leader will step up. He will give glory to God and all the glory to God. And the people will not give glory to the leader. The leader will say, don't give glory to me. Give glory to our Heavenly Father. Once the people do that, 2 Chronicles 7:14 will kick in. And once Chronicles 2:7-14 kicks in, that's when we start making progress. And that's when God's kingdom starts coming in. That's my thought. That's what I believe.
Yep. Good point. The whole world is in travail waiting for the sons of the Most High to be manifested.
Yep.
We're living it.
Yep. And they cannot manifest, Dan, until after Babylon falls completely, right? It's crashing now as we speak. It's on its way down, but it has to get over that. It's like the top of the avalanche has started, right? And the avalanche gets bigger as it goes down the mountain. Well, we're about a third way down the mountain now. We've got another two-thirds to go before Chronicles 2:7-14 kicks into play here. And at that point, there'll only be a remnant left of the 30% or so of people. That's what I believe the remnant is 30% or whatever that 33%, whatever it is, percent. And at that time, that's when things will start to shift. The universe will shift because the energy is off right now outside, just like it was since March of 2020. Yeah, the energy is completely off outside. Go outside at midnight tonight, stand outside, take some deep breaths and feel the energy. It's off. It's way off.
Now, let me read 2 Chronicles 7:14 as a reminder to everybody. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Right. Called by my name, Christ's sons. Okay, Christ's sons, not Christians, Christ's sons. That's what we are. Our Father is in heaven. Your father, your daddy here on earth is not your father. My wife was talking about this the other night. Okay, your daddy here is not your father. A lot of people, even in identity, seem to forget this stuff, you know, because it's such an odd concept to understand. Okay, your parents on this planet, we're just here to raise you. All of us here on this call this morning, and all of us identity have come to, all of us people have come to the identity truth, are something special. Always remember that. You're special. Okay? I don't know why I was answered the calling and was chosen to understand this stuff. I don't know why I was chosen. I was the least likely candidate for any of this stuff. I'm sure a lot of you think of yourselves as the least likely candidate. And what I say to myself constantly, geez, if I'm the best he's got, we are in big trouble. Okay? We're in giant trouble here. Because I try to do it the best I can, and I still sin every day and fall off every day and have to ask for forgiveness and sorry to disappoint you, Father, in my prayers. I say it every day. I say, sorry to disappoint you, Father, again today. Because I disappoint him every day, whether I'm not doing enough, whether I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I disappoint him every day. It's a real shame I do that, but it's just human nature, I guess. But with that said, keep in mind here, guys, that your Heavenly Father will always protect you. Okay? people can't figure out why they have a child that dies in this world, and they always blame God. Well, the child that dies, okay, is not your child. Even though your wife bore the child, even though you raised the child up, the child is not yours. The child belongs to our Heavenly Father. And for some reason, he decides to call some of our little children back to him at an earlier date than we've anticipated, because we just think that the child's going to grow up, they're going to become a teenager, they're going to go through their adult years, and then they're going to grow up and have a family, and all it's going to be all fun and good games and stuff like this. Well, it's not always the case. The child belongs to the Heavenly Father. I belong to the Heavenly Father. My wife does. Dan, you do. Chris does. Ralph does. Henry does. The rest of you folks belong to the Heavenly Father. And if you keep that in mind, okay, and try and separate yourself from this world here, which you're supposed to be doing anyway, it kind of soothes the anger a little bit. For me anyway, it does. I'm still angry, but I've been angry for 11 years. Dan, you've been angry for 22 years since you started this, I'm sure. So it kind of soothes that a little bit, knowing that we've got a protector and we've got someone who can help us through these hard times if we turn to him, right? Like Dan just read, you must turn to him in your hardest, deepest times. Let our Heavenly Father guide your life, right? And every decision you make, ask him what decision you should make. It might take a few days for him to send you the answer. Hell, it could take a few months. But wait for that answer. The answer will come to you. And it's not going to be somebody standing in front of you telling you what to do. It's going to come in through your subconscious, and then you'll be able to make the right decision. Because coming up here, you're not going to be able to rely on yourself. Because yourself will get you in big trouble. Trust me. Yourself will want you to go play Rambo out in the street. Okay? Our Heavenly Father does not want you to go play Rambo out in the street when this takes place. Because remember what I said 2 weeks ago or last week? You're put here. You guys were given this information. The people in the chat and the people listening to this show, you were given all this knowledge that you have. So when it does all come down, people are going to want answers. They don't want your answers now. They don't even want your talks now, because it's okay. They're still going to buy their new Mercedes-Benz tomorrow, right? They're still going on their vacation to the Bahamas. Well, when that stuff all ends, because it all comes down, they're going to say, what happened? And that's when you're going to have to step in. So you got to stay alive here, guys. You must stay alive here, because you're going to be needed. That's why we have this information, have been granted this information, because we're going to educate our people to who's doing this and what's happening here in the very near future. So stay alive. Don't kill yourselves, right, with food. Don't kill yourselves by going to play Rambo out in the street when all this shit hits the fan. Don't do that. It says in the scripture, right, tuck yourself away, doesn't it? When the wrath comes, tuck yourself away. It doesn't say go play Rambo in the street.
Right. Not until we're given the signal, and that'll come from him.
Right. Exactly, Dan.
Ralph brings up a good point.
The rats are already fleeing the ship.
What's that, Randy?
The rats are already starting to flee the ship. Chris Cuomo, the brother of the governor from New Jersey, got fired by CNN. And Wexner, who is tied in with Epstein, involved in a number of organizations, even involved in Victoria's Secret years ago, has resigned from some organization out of Columbus. So, I mean, these rats are fleeing.
Randy, you got that right. Lots of CEOs from these big companies, guys. You need to pay attention to the financial
Walmart.
News.
Yeah, the Walmart guy resigned. Yeah.
All the CEOs of the big companies are resigning. They also cashed in. Guys, this is very important. The CEOs of these big companies have cashed in the most stock options ever. Okay, now why would they do that? If the economy is so good and the economy is going to keep on expanding and going up, Why would any CEO who has inside information all day long, right? They all have inside information on what's going on because they run the company. Why would they sell their shares of stocks now? Why wouldn't they hold on if everything's okay? Because they know the greatest sale of stock options by CEOs has just taken place in the last month ever in the history of the stock market.
Should be a warning sign.
If I was a CEO,
yeah, so basically they got all that money in that sack, and they're holding on to it as they jump off the ship. They're running with their stash, man.
Yep, that's a warning sign when the people start doing this, but the general public doesn't pay attention. They think, oh, a couple CEOs sold their money, because that's what CNBC tells you, right? Oh, you know, people don't go read CNBC. They listen to CNBC on the television set. They are going to lose their shirt. They've all their money is tied up in this phony stock market. I feel sorry for the people for being so gullible. I really do. But as they say, the love of money is the root of all evil. Our Heavenly Father is going to take this system down. He's taking it down now as we speak. But as I said, hold fast. The end is coming. Well, the end, I should say the beginning is coming.
You know, I want to add another one to that list. I'm sure you guys know about this. But also just here recently, Jack Dorsey, head of the Twitter, he resigned as well. Of course, these people can easily be replaced by other idiots, but it's just funny watching them all jump overboard. I'm getting a kick out of it.
Well, yeah, because all we can do is just watch this whole thing come down until we get the call.
Yep.
And the call will come internally. It's not going to be, you know, a phone call, right? It's going to be a feeling. It's going to be it's going to take place in your consciousness. Okay, your consciousness is very
well. You know, it had to come. Sooner or later, this was all bound to happen. I just, for whatever reason, praise Yahweh that we're here to take care of this. This has been going on for way too long.
Yeah, Randy, you're here to take care of it because, buddy, you need to educate our people when the Babylon is at stage 7. That's where we're going to turn to you, Randy. Your family members who are left and any friends you've got or acquaintances that are left on this planet are going to be turning to you because, remember, dude, they've heard you yelling about this stuff for I don't know how long you've been awake for, but I'm sure you've been yelling about this for many years.
2000, roughly, 2002, something like that.
Okay, so they've all heard you screaming about this, and they've all dismissed you. Well, they're going to come running back to you with their tail between their legs, shitting their pants. Okay?
I'm getting a visual.
Or not, because they've been triple evac'd.
It's going to go, because they're going to be like, man, we thought you were crazy, man. What the hell's going on? And it's like, well, you know, if you would have, you know, you got to kind of slap them around a little bit. Like, well, you know, if you would have listened over 20 years ago, you would have had a little time to prepare.
Is everyone aware that the Pfizer and Moderna booster shots, the vaccine schedule, you're supposed to get your third shot at 6 months?
Who knows?
That's interesting numbers.
Yeah, they're all giving
it to basically every 6 months for an indefinite period of time. Is that what they're wanting?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
so you get your third one at 6 months, which is 6 months.
So if you don't get the blood clots the first go around, maybe the second, third, or fourth will get you. Crazy.
Well, the rest of the world will follow Australia's example, where they're going to reset your vaccination record every 9 months. You will go back to zero and have to revax to get on the good guy list.
Oh, now another thing before I forget, you guys did talk about the mark of the beast, the chip, not being able to buy or sell in the market. There was a lot of places, a lot of these stores at the very beginning of all this craziness, they went as far as saying if you don't wear a mask, you can't even come in here. So, I mean, it's one of the marks. Something simple as the mask,
The mask is the mark. It's as much of the mark as the vaccine.
Of course, there's still
a reason why the word apocalypse occurs in Scripture 18 times. What's that?
There's still a lot of places I still see the sign, but like they don't, like they're not really saying nothing like they were at the beginning of all. So they're just kind of like, eh, whatever, you know. But
I have never worn a mask.
Right. But I'm saying, places that I go into like now, they may have the sign up, but they're not saying nothing. You know what I mean? They're just like, eh, whatever. We got the sign up, but we ain't going to enforce it. But maybe that's a false sense of security for what's to come, and they're gonna get us good when we're not, you know, if we relax because they all know that, hey, everybody's kind of watching them, seeing what's going on. So they kind of, they always scale back when they think they're starting to go too fast. They scale it back thinking, okay, we'll go back to sleep now.
Here's an interesting question to theorize about. Like, what do you think is going to happen if they actually try to enforce it at the grocery stores, right? Like, if they actually try to enforce the vax passports at the grocery stores? Because the if you're counting on the person who's working at, you know, wherever, I don't know, Publix or whatever, to suddenly become an enforcement agent of this, I don't think they're going to be able to convince anyone to stay in that job, right? Now, especially in rural areas when, you know, you can just be hunted down and killed, right, as soon as you leave, as soon as you get off your shift at the grocery store, right? So maybe they're planning that's their plan for, you know, basically ripping out the entire food infrastructure. I don't know.
I
don't see people in the United States like laying down for that. What's that?
Yeah, I mean, communists are known for starving out their opposition.
Right, exactly, and I think that's
but
generally.
Then, but
part
then,
of
when
the
you
plan.
Talk about when people start to get hungry, they start to do desperate things. I mean, and there's that whole chaos aspect of it, which the enemy clearly wants that as well. So I mean,
right. So I mean, there are millions.
Situation.
Right. So there are millions of people that are not Christians in any sense of the word, like let alone identity, right? But that are not going to inject this into their body because they know what it
right.
is, right? So what happens when you know, they're going up against a population that's actually armed, right?
Right.
And trying to enforce some of the stuff that they've enforced in Australia and other places.
Which is a dangerous move on their part in this country, and they know that.
That's
right. It's
going
to be interesting to see how
we truly do have the upper hand because we do have that one advantage that these other countries don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
One thing, they
know they got to tread carefully.
One thing to keep in mind is. Everything that's happened, if you think about it, fits in with what the scripture says. And Father told us to come out of Babylon, okay? Our people are lazy. Our people wait to the very last minute to do anything. They get comfortable. And if you think about it, everything that is happening is pushing us out of Babylon. If you want to live, if you want to survive, you have to come out of Babylon. And everything that they're putting in place is if you want to play in their sandbox, you must comply. But there's nothing stopping us from creating a different sandbox where we have our own money system. We grow our own food. Basically, we live as Yahweh told us to live from the time of Adam on and come out of this fake, phony Babylonian system. That is killing us, whether you take the jab or not. Fast food, processed food, poisoned water, poisoned dyes and chemicals, going to the hospital and having pharmaceuticals pumped through your body. That's all part of Babylon.
Do you know that, you know, speaking of all the dyes and stuff, Dan, I drink Gatorade sometimes, and if they weren't trying to poison you, why wouldn't they have all the Gatorades be clear instead of putting all the dyes into it, right, to make it blue and red and green? All right.
Oh,
so
I got something to say about this as a truck driver.
They're poisoning us constantly, every aspect, including psychologically poisoning us. And, Dan, you're right. Our people must come out of Babylon. But, Dan, you know what the good news is, Dan? They're going to be forced to come out of Babylon.
Yes.
Now, are you ready for this about the Gatorade?
Yes.
I've been a truck driver since about October 2000. I have hauled Gatorade. Now, when it's in the, I guess like the bulk form before it's actually bottled, kind of similar to Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, they use outside carriers because wouldn't it look funny with a Coca-Cola trailer going down the road that said Corrosive? Nobody would drink it. So they pay outside carriers to haul it when it, you know, before it's canned, because they're gonna claim, well, once it's canned, it's not as bad. Okay, whatever. But Gatorade, when I hauled it in like the bulk form before it was bottled, is flammable material, and
is
I had to have
really?
Flashes on the trailer. All the products are, man, flammable, corrosive. All of it is. It's all toxic.
Is it really? It's flammable, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yep, well, until it gets broken down into the bottles and retransported out to the stores. Those trucks aren't going to haul it with the placards on it.
Pepsi and Coke have an acid in it that'll eat corrosion off of battery terminals.
Coca-Cola and stuff like that, Pepsi and all that, when it's in its bulk form, like in the big barrels of syrup and all that, it's corrosive. It's hazardous. That's hazardous under the Department of Transportation.
And I've tested that. I had a battery terminal that was covered with corrosion, and I poured Coca-Cola over it, and it ate it all up.
And of course, if anybody wants to check that out and you live near, like, a Coca-Cola place, just go park nearby and watch the, especially the outside carriers going in and out, and look for the placards on the trailers. Yeah. So,
I have a diet soda with dinner every night.
Yeah,
diet soda is the worst.
I know it's terrible for me. I know it's, but I've been doing it for so long. You know, my
the
psychological
entire food industry is that way.
Right, I'm psychologically weak when it comes to that. Where
they know that. The entire food supply is in this toxic stage. That's everything's killing us, man. I mean, this is a war on every front. Whether it's the food, the spiritual, and the physical, everything. We are in a major war, and we have been since the time we were born.
I'm going to recommend another documentary that was made years ago by a guy, and it was called Supersize Me. And this was a health nut. His girlfriend was a gourmet chef, natural, organic. And this guy was in peak physical condition, 30-some years old. And after 1 month of eating nothing but McDonald's food, the doctor told him, if you don't stop what you're doing, you're going to die. And so if you watch the documentary called Supersize Me, he goes into all of the things that the fast food did to him, which was horrendous, in just 1 month. And it took him over a year to recover once he stopped his 30-day test to recover. And this guy started out in perfect health. Everything about him was perfect. He was a runner, swimmer, jock, gym junkie, ate the best of foods. Everything in his blood work was near perfect. And yet 1 month, McDonald's only, nearly killed him. And besides that, took away his libido, his drive. He became addicted to fast food. I've got family members, just like you're saying, Keith, that are on the weak side. They know damn well they shouldn't be eating the fast food or drinking the soda, but they do it. And again, you have to come to realize that these foods are no different than this poison they want to inject in you. They may not work as fast, but these processed foods and stuff coming out of the factory farms and the factory ranches will kill you nonetheless. If you talk to any naturopathic doctor or any serious person that looks into organics and natural health, they will tell you that the standard American diet is one of slow death. That's why it's called SAD, SAD, Standard American Diet. It is a death warrant, all right? It takes a little longer, but it's still going to kill you eventually, and you will have piss-poor health the whole time you're on it. So, again, our people, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, turn from your wicked ways, and your body is a temple. We have forgotten that. It is called a temple for a reason. We are given temporary control of this bag of bones because our spirit resides in it. And we are to treat it as a temple. We don't have doctors preaching this. We don't have preachers preaching it. We don't even have many of the identity people talking about this aspect of it. Too many of them focus on the racial aspect. And salvation, we just talked about it, in the Greek means to to save you from physical harm and danger here, now. So you've got to preach the whole message, which is not just the spiritual aspect, it's the holistic approach. Because your temple affects the brain, it affects the spirit, it affects your emotions and your ability to survive. It's holistic. Mind, body, and soul. And we sometimes forget that. So we do good on one aspect, but we drop the ball on these other aspects. And he wants us to get good at the whole package. And if we want to survive what's coming and what we're in the middle of watching develop, as Keith said, it's an avalanche and it's just started and it's going to get a lot worse. But we can survive it. But we've got to get our heads out of our asses, and we have to get the holistic approach to be our approach, every one of us. Anyway, that's my point. Back to you guys.
Another good film on food is called Food, Inc. Look at the documentary called Food, Inc. It goes through processed food and all this other stuff. But that's another great documentary to watch, but don't watch it as you're eating, especially if you're eating. Well, you'll see the film. It's rather disgusting what these people, these food producers are absolutely. Well, it's run by the people in small hats, right? So it's absolutely disgusting what these people produce as food. Chicken nuggets, it goes through. Guys, if you're feeding your children chicken nuggets and you think that it's healthy and it's chicken, it's not. The chicken nugget mixture comes out of the machine, it looks like pink slime. Okay, and then they color it white to make it look like chicken. But it's actually pink slime, and they show the process in the film Food, Inc. It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
It looks like Play-Doh, a colored pink Play-Doh coming out of a machine. That's what your chicken nuggets are. That's what you feed your children as they're growing and have no immune system, right? And you wonder why these kids are getting autistic, right? People say it's from the vaccines. Well, I agree it's from the vaccines, but it's also from the formula. It's also from the formula that these mothers feed their children, right? The formula, instead of breastfeeding their children, they feed them formula. Okay, that's what all this autism is caused by. The baby food, all the baby food's contaminated with heavy metals. There's your autism link. But yeah, we're going to be in rough times coming up here, but always remember when the rough time comes, right? Look up to the Heavenly Father and pray. Ask him for direction.
I'm going to overstate the obvious here, but the Antichrist is always the opposite of the scripture. Oh, don't do what's natural like the breast milk. No, do the formula. What did the government do? Oh, no, don't worship the Father. We're going to shut the churches down. Come worship us. No, don't have a bunch of babies. Go murder them so we can make a bunch of money. They're always opposite. The Antichrist is always opposite of the Word. Every time.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's what the war is all about. Children of light versus the children of darkness. Death to the New World Order.
Amen. Amen.
Death. Death to the Jewish One World Order.
Well, our job is to be administrators of Father's Word and His law to the peoples of this earth. If you read the New Jerusalem with the 12 gates, all named for the 12 tribes, if you read about what we are going to be doing, we are going to be administrators just like Adam was put here to do from the beginning. But we fell. We walked away from our job. We got off track, and we got to get back on track. And then this world will be a paradise. But we've allowed the wicked to take control, so we have to take it back. But we're coming up on the two-hour mark. This has been a great discussion, but I think we're going to give the audience a little break, and I have some chores I've got to get to here. So I'd like to go in reverse order of the callers. I'll start with Randy here for closing comments, and then we'll pick up with more of this discussion maybe Wednesday night. But, Randy, any final words?
Yeah, basically this. All throughout world history that we know, the evil of civilizations are always brought down. And the evil has been running rampant through our world once again. I hope and pray to see live the day that they come tumbling down for what they've done around the world. No mercy for them.
No mercy. Yeah, praise Yahweh. Thanks a lot, Randy. Yahweh bless, buddy. Okay, Chris?
Yeah, really quick, you guys were talking about all the heavy metals. You should check out the TRS, Toxin and Contaminant Removal Support. It's been fantastic for me, I mean, in terms of clearing up the brain fog and overcoming, you know, being pumped full of vaccines when I was a kid. It's like $70 a month or something like that, but it's been a real game changer. It's been unbelievable. Outside of that, I would say definitely yes. What's that?
What is it again?
It's called TRS. If you just key in like TRS, it's by a company called Cosiva. That's Charlie, Oscar, Sierra, Echo, Victor, Alpha, Cosiva. But it's toxin and contaminant removal support. Basically what it is, it's chemical structure that essentially is designed to, from zeolite clay, to go through the body and pick up heavy metals and then remove them from the system.
Oh, excellent.
That's unbelievable. It's some of the best money I've ever spent, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you should check that out. I recommend it to everybody now. I've been on it for about 4 weeks now, and I feel way better. I can think a lot clearer. I have more energy. It's been fantastic.
Okay. Very good.
But, yeah, definitely stay healthy. I mean, for one reason that nobody else has mentioned is that is, you know, at some point we're going to have a game of soccer with Fauci's head, and you want to be able to participate, so. Can't play if you can't run.
That's right. All right, Chris. Thanks a lot, buddy. Yahweh bless.
It's a
Keith.
Yeah, Chris, I just wrote that down, that TRS stuff. I'm going to look into that. Thanks for the info. It sounds like a good product that I probably need to get on to detox my body. I think everyone should look into that today. But, yeah, just real quick, guys, you need to stay alive, because you're here for a purpose. Remember, you're given this information. You've studied for many years all of this information, so you know it like the back of your hand. Well, there's a reason why. Because you were chosen by our Heavenly Father, and you heeded the calling. You answered the calling, because He's going to need you. You are needed. Okay, you are a needed person. I know a lot of people are lonely because they've lost family. The family doesn't talk to them anymore. Their friends don't dislike them because they talk about real issues in the world. That's okay. I've lost all of that too. So, but just remember, you're needed here. You need to get yourself healthy. Mind, body, and your spiritual plane has to be healthy to survive what's coming. That's all I got to say, Dan. Thanks again for the platform. I hope I got some good information out to people. And like I said, like Dan always says, guys, we're not going to agree on everything. Okay, that's not the point of these things. The point is to get ideas, opinions, and formulate your own idea and opinion on what you need to do that's best for you and your family. Forget about anything else. You and your family is all that matters. You can't save everybody, guys. Lots of them are going to perish, but remember, it's promised to us. We win in the end. So, again, last thing I'll say, you're a Christian soldier. Every morning, pray to your Heavenly Father. Say, Heavenly Father, please grant me your full armor so I can put on your full armor and I can reporting for duty, a Christian soldier reporting for duty this morning. How can I help in our fight? Ask the Father that every morning. I do. Have a good day, everybody.
Yeah, good points, Keith. Yahweh bless, bud. Thanks for calling in. All right, John, final comments.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure there are women listening in. All of you have a great day and a great weekend. May Yahweh bless all of us. And one thing for a last thought. Yeah, it'd be great to use Dr. Fauci's head as a soccer ball, but let's use, what's her name, that Walensky Jewish girl over there at the CDC? I'd like to use her head as a soccer ball, too.
All right, John. Yahweh bless, buddy.
Yes.
what a lively discussion. All right, great. So, again, we got our caller at Randy from Michigan, Chris from Virginia, Keith out of Washington State, and John here in Miami. So, great, lively discussion. And that's in the council of many, there is victory. That's what we were told. In the council of many, there is victory. So we reach out to each other, and again, we're not going to agree. None of us agree. Even the callers and I don't agree on every aspect of our theology. If it required that, we'd all be sunk. We would not make it, quite frankly. So we are not to be echo chambers to each other. We are to challenge each other, challenge our doctrines, challenge our results of our research and our opinions. And then we put line upon line, precept upon precept, and we come with we come to conclusions as a team. And that's one of the benefits of this program from the beginning that we started 22 years ago, was to get the men to act like men again. That's the number one object, was not only to teach Yahweh's word, but to be a platform for truth and to allow the men a platform to use to encourage each other to be men once again, because everything out there is against not just the white race, but in particular, the males of the white race. They don't mind empowering our ladies as long as they'll go along with the program and attack the white man. But the white man has been the one with the target on his back. So our one of our goals, anyway, was to give a platform for us men to come together and search out matters and form a team, a brotherhood, so to speak, to where we would seek out truth in this age of lies and deceptions, so that we could come together as a band of brothers in the name of our Father Yahweh, and to teach and show others the way to do it, to be an example as he was an example when he walked this earth 2,000 years ago. We can be collectively examples for our brethren today, because part of our trouble has been that we have had no real leaders amongst our people. The media, the Jews in particular, have held in front of us through the media that these various white individuals were our so-called examples, but most of them were drunks on drugs, womanizers, loose morals, etc. We have not had real leaders to come forth for our people. And certainly in government, there is no real leadership. It's all sycophants and paid off proselytes to the Jew. But the world is waking up to that. And with Yahweh's help, we will be the overcomers who take back this world and punish the evildoers. And we will help and encourage those who live according to the laws of our Father. So that's the good news. We are the overcomers. We shall overcome. We shall put down this rebellion once and for all. And then paradise will come back to this earth. The kingdom age will come to this earth. Once all the things that offend our Father have been done away with, as the prophets told us was our duty and our destiny. But that being said, we'll go ahead and close out this this episode of our show. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, give you the praise, glory, and honor that you and you alone deserve. We ask that you would take this message from these fine gentlemen and pass it to all of our children, all of our brethren, all of this world, that it would reach the ears that was meant to hear it. We ask for forgiveness for our stumblings and failures. We ask that you would fill us up anew every day with your Holy Spirit, that we would reach the point where we want to be true sons of the living God, as it says in the book of Luke, chapter 3. Adam was the son of God, our great ancestor, and we have failed you in many, many ways, and we repent of that failure as we seek to be your true sons again, and to teach it to the ladies and our children, and to be examples upon this earth, and to punish the wicked. Punish the wicked, which has not been done for a very long time. To that end, Father, walk with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom, and always protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.